It's a lot going on, folks, and I want my country back, and we can't give up until we get it back. I have back with me my good friend, Sally Cone is back. She's a writer, activist, and author of The Opposite of Hate, a field guide to repairing our humanity. Sally, welcome back.
Nice to see you, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, how's it going so far for you?
It's almost the end of January, and it's like, I'm in New York. It's 10 degrees outside.
I know.
So, but we press on. That's and you, right. Are you having a good year?
It's amazing. I am. Thank you.
Fantastic.
I want to ask you about these boys, what they're going through right now down at this Catholic school. As you know, is that they were in Washington, D.C. this past weekend for a Right to Life rally. They were standing waiting for a bus to pick them up to take them back to Kentucky, I believe. And this fake Indian, along with these so-called black Israelites, approached them and started harassing them. And the liberal media and other lied and said the boys were harassing the fake Indian when it was the other way around.
Wait, explain to me the fake Indian. Where do you come off with that one?
Well,
just give me your context.
We're finding that it's an old guy who is known to, he's a political guy, an activist who is known to go around harass good people. And because in his mind, he think that this is still the Indian, belong to the Indian, something crazy like that. But he pretended that he was a victim when he was really the harasser. And today the school, Covington School, Catholic school, has been closed. The families are getting threats all from everywhere. The boys are under threats. And some of the boys weren't even there. They were being threatened by the evil ones of our society. What's your opinion about what's happening right now?
Well, okay, here's my look. I've seen the video. I don't like, one of the things I don't like about our, there are a lot of things I don't like about our society and our political culture right now. One of the things I don't like is that we all rush to comment and judge and condemn a situation before all of the facts are clear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So number one, what I also don't like, by the way, is that we all tend to, describe, condemn a situation based on our perceptions of who's on which side.
Yes.
So I don't like, by the way, that a bunch of high school kids are being, harassed, threatened, apparently getting, their families getting death threats. I don't like that. And I don't like that you're and the folks on the right are calling, a bunch of Native folks exercising their free speech. As you just called them evil. Like, there's something about the moment we're in where we have pigeonholed and stereotyped and painted each other with the worst possible, in the worst possible ways, depending on which perceived side we're on. And I think that just makes me sad. I think there was a lot that was upsetting and even angering and hurtful on all sides, in those videos. But I do think those kids, look, I wouldn't want my kid behaving that way in front of, Native folks performing in their traditional music.
The fake Indian went over to them. They didn't go to him. Those people went to the boys and started harassing them.
They were mocking him. And whatever. I'm just telling you right now, as a parent, if I saw my kid behaving the way that those boys were, it would be, I'll be honest. Like, I've been to, my kid just did a, what's the word? They did a section of their class, their fourth grade class, was studying Native American history and culture and traditions. And when they went to a traditional ceremony, the kids who were acting out and making fun of and mocking and whatever, like, they were... they weren't put on the internet in shame, but they were scolded by parents and teachers, as they should have been, for being disrespectful. So, like, listen, I don't know why respect has to be turned into a partisan issue here. Like, the kids could have shown some respect. They didn't.
Put yourself in the kids' place. You are at a pro-life rally. You're on your way back home, waiting to be picked up by a bus. And some crazy old-looking Indian guy comes over to you.
Why do you got to be
Because he's kind of old and crazy-looking, and he's pounding on a drum. What would you do as a kid if some weird guy come over to you and start acting weird? You would have done the same thing as if you were those kids' age.
That does a disservice to the kids who are, you know, look, there are kids who were standing there in that video who are not being disrespectful, who are just standing there, right? So look, Jesse, again, I'm not going to comment on the ins and outs and the details because as with a lot of things, opinions have formed here before facts. So as I said, from what I've seen, if I were their parents, and if I were their president, I would have wanted them to behave more respectfully.
But did they do anything wrong?
And I would like us to behave more respectfully, including I don't understand why you have to keep, like, listen, if you got in my face at a protest exercising your right to free speech, I'm going to defend that right as fiercely as I can, even if I don't agree with what you're saying. And I'm not going to stand around insulting you. When calling you names. So I don't see why you have to do that to him. That just doesn't seem like that's the best.
I mean, but when you are a kid, just think you were a kid at one time and you're standing around having fun with a bunch of...
In the Mesozoic era, yes.
And you're standing around having fun with a bunch of friends and some old weird lady comes over and playing a drum. You guys are going to laugh and think that's pretty weird. But don't you love the way the guy with the hat on, the smiling guy that stood right in front of the Indian went over to? Don't you love the way he handled it?
If you want to find something else to discuss, I'm happy to. But again, I'm not. Look, I think I've been pretty clear. Like, I think there's a pretty, you know, we know what respectful behavior looks like. We know what decency and kindness and respect look like. And by the way, we tend to want other people to give it to us, right?
They do.
So we should be able to all hold ourselves to a higher standard in the midst of all of our disagreements and politics and all of that. And again, as a parent, I watched that video. I would have held those kids to a higher standard. I think they should be held to a higher standard. It doesn't mean they should be getting death threats. It doesn't mean we should be passing judgment before we've heard the whole story.
Should the Indian guy be held to a higher standard? He was the oldest one. The Indian that went over to the boy, should he be held to a higher standard?
Again, I'd like to see all the facts and all the information, but from what I've seen, the gentleman was standing there drumming. And again, listen, you don't like that these kids are being demonized. I get that. Don't turn around and demonize this gentleman. Like, can someone here? Like, come on, Jesse.
I want to ask this question.
You want to give the kids the benefit of the doubt and give everyone, like, I don't, this doesn't make any sense.
In South Africa, the blacks have taken over and they're running the government and the country for the most part. And now white people in South Africa are being killed, raped, robbed, murdered. Their lands are being taken away from them without compensations. I am very concerned that if we continue down the road in this country in the way that we're going, that once the people of color take over, they're going to do the same thing to white people in this country that they're doing in South Africa. And I think the school incident is a perfect example. It's a predominantly white schools. The white boys did nothing wrong. And yet they are being being punished by are not able to go to school. They can't speak up for themselves. And I think this whole attack is because they're white. And as you and I know, that white people are the most hated group of people on this side of heaven. Are you concerned that this is going to happen to whites in this country if we continue down this road with the people of color?
Okay. We can totally go there. Jesse, I mean, it's early. My time. I'm tired. You must be tired. It's even earlier your time. If we look both historically in the past and in the present, whether obviously you know these things, but I'm just going to bring them up just in case we talk about the fact that this country was built by wiping out the native population, by enslaving black folks. We talk about now, you know, it's synagogues being attacked. It's not churches. So I obviously don't ascribe to your premise, nor, by the way, do statistics now and then. But also, I mean, that was a heck of a pivot, my friend. And the masquerading of the simple, beautiful, powerful, and incidentally, at least in our founding values, deeply American notion of equality. The trying to pass that off as fear. The idea that equality means that someone will be put over someone else. The only reason that we feel that way in this moment is because, look, for, you know, 200 plus years, we've been used to inequality. And so suddenly the idea of equal footing, of everyone having an equal chance and equal power and equal voice, suddenly seems oppressive to those who've been used to being on the top. It's just not. That is not in the hearts and minds of people who are pushing for an equal chance. And
I don't think you paid attention to what's happening, Sally.